We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Our top local story. Residents who live in the Windsor Hills area of Los Angeles, where a fiery crash yesterday left six people dead, they are furious and want action from local officials. They say the intersection is dangerous and the site of many, many problems. John Baer begins our in-depth team coverage this morning. He's live at the scene of the crash.
They're still cleaning up the scorched aftermath of the fiery wreck, which happened in broad daylight yesterday. A woman in a Mercedes raced through a red light and slammed broadside into traffic. A pregnant woman and her unborn child and another baby were among the dead. Now, clerks who work in the gas station stores here on the corner heard the crash and saw the aftermath.
The sound was gut-wrenching. It was really loud. And it was too late for anybody to do anything. Impact, flames, just horrible. It was terrific.
We understand there were bodies in the street. One victim was found later in a burned vehicle, but Earl Ofari Hutchison, president of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable, says he lives just one block away. He heard it too.
I'm in the yard about 1:40, 1:45. I hear what sounded like an A-bomb going off.
He said the scene was awful when he got here, but the intersection, he believes, is a longtime sore spot and that something really needs to be done.
It's a hot corner, a dangerous corner. There have been many close calls here.
He tells KNX street takeovers are also very common, with drivers doing donuts in the middle of the intersection. He wants action. Reporting live in L.A., John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The driver who caused the crash, now under arrest. She's being treated at UCLA Medical Center. That part of the story live now to our Margaret Carrero.
Word of the woman's arrest coming from the CHP West Los Angeles. She is said to be 40 years old, but her identity has not been revealed at this point. According to CBS 2, she is facing charges of vehicular manslaughter and gross negligence for that fiery and deadly crash. Video shows the horrific scene the moment that Mercedes flies through a red light, plows into several cars, it erupts into a fireball. Incredibly difficult to watch that video. Now, as of right now, we got word from the LA County District Attorney's Office, a spokesperson there telling KNX, as of right now, a case has not been presented to their office for filing consideration. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
An inmate who was behind bars in West Hollywood escaped from custody. It happened early this morning, and he's still on the run. Let's go live to West Hollywood and our Craig Figner.
We understand that this person, probably in his 30s, he's 6 feet 4 inches tall and was last seen in plain clothes, even though he was in custody at the West Hollywood Sheriff's Station, wearing, we understand, a white shirt, rather black shirt, and he had blue jeans on and white shoes, and also handcuffs. So this suggests that he had been arrested perhaps overnight and it still had not been transferred to reception at the downtown Los Angeles men's jail, but that was what it appears is was underway this morning as he was being transported from the West Hollywood Sheriff's lockup. He managed to slip away and hasn't been seen since. That was in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. The Sheriff's Department was flying very low this morning over West Hollywood with its chopper in the search for this person. There were sheriff's deputies, patrol vehicles swarming this city, but with no luck. I checked in with the Sheriff's Department. They say the search is still underway, but they're not searching from the air right now. There are still some sheriff's deputies that I've seen who are on the streets here in West Hollywood. No street closures. The search is still on, but it is not as dramatic as it was this morning. Again, this person, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and we understand wearing that black shirt, blue jeans, white shoes, handcuffs, also may have been injured in the escape, an unknown injury, but that is the speculation from the department. Reporting live in West Hollywood, Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There's a new plan for LA's homeless. It goes before the LA City Council this morning, requiring hotels to offer up their vacant rooms to the homeless. It would be mandatory, and hotels would have to report their vacancies by 2 p.m. every day. The city would then refer homeless people and families to those rooms, paying the hotels fair market value. Ray Patel owns the Welcome Inn, that's in Eagle Rock. He tells CBS2 this would create some problems.
We're not equipped to handle some of the issues that arise with the unhoused.
This homeless man tells CBS2 he's working to get his life and his credit back on track through Project Room Key, staying the last 2 years at the L.A. Grand Hotel. But he says he's still waiting for permanent housing and worries about where he'll sleep next.
You don't know where you're going to lay your head. I slept different places underneath the bridge, in the park, abandoned buildings.
Federal funds for Project Room Key, which helped homeless people during the pandemic, drying up these days, so it's forcing city leaders to look for other options. A bill that would let the state control the wages, working hours, and health and safety standards for fast food employees will be facing a big test on Monday. That's when it'll be voted on by a key state Senate committee before heading on to a full vote in the Senate. The bill, which has already been passed through the Assembly, would establish a new fast food council to set wage levels and other work rules for California's fast food industry. It's backed by labor groups, but is strongly opposed by the California Restaurant Association.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.